Hallelujah, Jesus. Beloved, this is Cornerstone Deliverance Church. This is our weekly Bible study on tonight. Praise God. We have Bible study or discipleship class every Wednesday night at 8 o'clock p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Amen. Praise God. We welcome you into this Bible study class. Amen. Praise God. We believe the scriptures when the Bible says make disciples. Amen. Hallelujah, Jesus. Amen. And so that's what we're going to do. We're going to go teaching, amen, and preaching, amen, and making disciples. May the Holy Spirit give you revelation on tonight. Amen. Praise God. Beloved, we are located at 323 Post Avenue in Westbury, New York, 11550. And our website is www.cornerstonedeliverancechurch.com. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. Beloved, tonight I'm going to speak to you about midwives. Amen. We want to look at the function of midwives. Amen. We want to look at the relationship of a midwife, different ranks of midwives, the function of a midwife, the development of a midwife, midwives and watchmen, the prophetic pusher, midwives and birthing stools, branches of birthing, the first midwife, the mystery of the midwife, the contradiction, coach, the honor of a midwife, the qualities of a midwife. Amen. We just want to understand the spiritual significance of midwives. Hallelujah, Jesus. Glory to God's name. I want to read something to you first, if I can just pull this up really quick. I'm going to go to the church website. Amen. Those of you that are on that have access to the internet, amen, you too can go with me to the church website as well. Amen, I want you to see it for yourself. And that's www.cornerstonedeliverancechurch.com. Sister Johnson, is that you that's on tonight?
Yes, ma'am.
Beloved, can, amen. Woman of God, can you just commit the Bible study unto God in prayer?
Sure. Father, we bless you. We honor you. We magnify your name, God. We thank you, oh God, for the honor and privilege to come in your presence once again, oh God. God, just to hear your word, to sit at your feet, oh God, and just glean from you, oh God, and what you have to say to us tonight, oh God. God, we pray, oh God, that you would give us ears to hear, oh God. God, give us not only ears to hear, let us believe this word in our heart. God, that we may not sin against you, oh God. God, that we would walk in it and do what you're calling us to do, oh God. God, we just thank you for the woman of God. God, anoint her, use her for your glory, that we won't hear her, but we'll only hear you, God. Use her as an oracle of God tonight, oh God. And we thank you for it in advance, that lives will be changed, oh God. We would see you clearer, oh God. We would get a more intimate relationship with you, oh God. God, we just thank you for it right now. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen.
Amen. Hallelujah, Jesus. We thank God, amen, for that opening prayer on tonight. Praise God. Amen. I pray a blessing upon the woman of God, life and her obedience that she have read. Amen. Praise God. Beloved, on the church website, amen, we have, amen, the Youth Explosion Vision. I want us to pull that up. Amen. Praise God. This vision was one of the first things given to me when God has sanctified me for ministry. Amen. Praise God. When he set me apart to himself. Amen. Praise God. And it says here, be led by the Holy Spirit The youth explosion 2011 has come to fruition because of God. He is the vision giver and the orchestrator. He called me surrogate. This means to put in the place of another, a substitute, a surrogate mother becomes pregnant usually by artificial insemination or surgical implantation of a fertilized egg for the purpose of carrying the fetus to term for another woman. God implants his seed supernaturally and said, the seed is not my seed. He has planted his seed and impregnated means to cause to be filled, imbued, permeated or saturated, the surrogate with purpose. He walked the vessel through every step of the way. All was done by him, and without him, nothing was done. He planned and finalized everything. He summoned the body of Christ as midwives to ensure the birthing of this purpose. The last scripture he has given unto the surrogate is John 15:15-16, which reads, henceforth I call you not servants, for the servant knoweth not what his Lord doeth, but I have called you friends. For all things that I have heard of my Father, I have made known unto you. Ye have not chosen me, but I have chosen you and ordained you that you should go and bring forth fruit, and that your fruit should remain, that whatsoever ye shall ask of the Father in my name, he may give it you. I speak on behalf of my friend when I say it is finished. To God be the glory. Amen. In his service, Sister Asia Roberts, it is all about the kingdom. Amen. Praise God. And so, beloved, I read that to you because before, amen, we can go forth and do anything for God, we first must have a blueprint. We first must have instructions and directions. Amen. And God will even set people around you or draw people to you, amen, to help you birth out the purpose and the plan of God, amen, in the season, amen, or in the dispensation. The dispensation is just an age in which he would have this to birth. I remember when, and it was in Genesis, amen, around Genesis 3, amen, praise God, when the man and the woman, Adam and Eve, amen, I should say Adam and Adam, the he-man and the she-man, because it was God that called them Adam, but it was Adam that called her Eve, amen, praise God. When Adam and Adam, the he-man and the she-man, disobeyed God, and we will find that in Genesis 3, and in them disobeying God, the man, the woman, and the serpent, all three was cursed. Amen. Praise God. And one of the things that God spoke out, amen, praise God, concerning the woman was that she will be saved through her childbearing. Amen. Praise God. Amen. Hallelujah, Jesus. He spoke, amen, that there will be enmity between her seed and the seed of the serpent. Amen. That the seed of the serpent will snap at the seed of the woman's heel, and that the seed of the woman will bruise the head of the serpent. Amen. God spoke our coming out plan at that moment. Amen. Praise God. And so there was the vision of Christ spoken. Amen. The prophecy of the seed of the woman delivering her. Amen. Hallelujah, Jesus, bruising the head of the serpent. So it was Jesus Christ in his death, in his burial, in his resurrection. Amen. Praise God. At the crucifixion of Christ, amen. Hallelujah. The enemy was snapping at the heel of the son or of the seed of the woman. But it was in the resurrection. Amen. Praise God. hallelujah, of Jesus the Christ, praise God. Hallelujah, at him have risen with all power and victory in his hand was the head of the serpent bruised. Amen. And so this was prophecy that was spoken. It was the vision for the deliverance, amen, of humankind, amen, restoration, amen. And even though the coming of that seed, the Christ, tarried, amen, for 42 generations, amen, praise God, the prophetic word continued to speak into, amen, hallelujah, amen, an age or a dispensation for the birth of Christ, amen, praise God. And so, beloved, there are things that God has in you that he wants to do through you. There are certain giftings and certain things that will burst forth at a particular age, at a particular time, in a specific dispensation. Amen. And so Adam was the first midwife. One of the major components of being a midwife is trust. Amen. Praise God. God needs to know that he can trust you. Amen. With what it is that he has given unto you for you to steward. Amen. Praise God. There's a lot of things that God gave unto us. He even gave us time. Amen. Time was not put here for man to serve time, but time is put here on assignment for man. Amen. Praise God. That we will know the times and the seasons and different things. Amen. Let us define trust, firm belief in the reliability, truth, ability, or strength or of someone or something. Amen. Confidence placed in a person by making that person the nominal owner of a property to be held or used for the benefit of one or more others. To believe in the reliability, truth, ability, or strength of an entity, and also to allow credit to a customer. Amen. God must trust you. Amen. The mother must trust you. Praise God. Amen. Hallelujah, Jesus. And so, beloved, we want to be mindful, amen, that what God gave you, he did not just give it to you specifically for you, but what it is that he has given unto you, he has gave it to you that you may be a good steward of it, and he wants you to know that it will also bless others. Amen. Can God trust you to steward someone else's miracle? Can God trust you to steward someone else's breakthrough? Can God trust you to manifest as a son of God or a daughter of God? Amen. Praise God. Will you manifest, amen, that someone will hear the preached crucified, amen, death and buried and resurrected Christ, that they too can be in right standing with God, amen? And I pose this question today is, can God trust you, amen? Because God puts something in you that someone else can break through, amen. All that you have went through and have been going through, amen, even though it was the making of you, praise God, hallelujah, Jesus, these things have been done or been allowed that you may be strengthened, and after you have been strengthened, you ought to strengthen someone else. Amen. So I want you to make this declaration on tonight. I want you to say that you can trust me. I want you to speak to God. Tell that to God. Amen. Hallelujah. If you believe that God can trust you, if you believe that you can be trusted to steward someone else's miracle, someone else's breakthrough, amen, someone else is coming out, someone else is healing, someone else's deliverance, amen, praise God. I want you to make the declaration today, and I want you to mean it, that you can trust me. Anyone here able to make that declaration? that you can trust me, Lord. Hallelujah, Jesus. Anyone else willing to make the declaration? Praise God, that God can trust you. Amen. Beloved, let us move into the function, amen, of a midwife. Praise God. Hallelujah, Jesus. I want us to move into the function, amen, of a midwife. Not only did the midwife help birth the baby, but they helped the mother nurture the baby in its infancy. They taught the mother how to be a mother. Amen. Even though she had mother inside her, it didn't mean she knew how to be it. She had to be trained and educated in the art of motherhood. Praise God. Amen. And so, beloved, I want you to know, amen, that God gives us pastors after our own heart. And I want you to know that you need a pastor, that you need a father, that you need a mother, that you need a covering. Amen.
Bravo.
Praise God. And the mother, the pastor, the father, amen, the covering, amen, will not only help you to birth out what God has placed in you, but that nurturer, that mother, that father, amen, will help you to nurture the baby in its infancy, amen. Hallelujah. Will teach you how to be who God has called you to be, will take out the time to train and educate you in the art of motherhood. Amen. When God birthed out ministry through me, amen, the ministry became my baby. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah, Jesus. And we must make sure the mother, amen, was properly nourished so she has strength to push. Amen. Praise God. And how do we make sure that the mother is properly nourished? Amen. Praise God. This is why you come to Bible study. This is why we teach discipleship course. Amen. Praise God. Because the way we nourish you, amen, that you have the strength to push, we do that through the diet of revelation. Amen. Praise God. Revelation knowledge. Amen. We do that through the word of God. Amen. Teach the mother how to breathe. Understand and interpret times, moves, and shifts. Acquaint the mother with the pain of purpose. Teach the mother how to push and deliver. Amen. A midwife is a contraction coach. The midwife teaches the mother how to care, how to raise and mature what she had birthed. The midwife teaches the mother how to wrestle against every evil decree against the child. Amen. At the time that Mary was pregnant with Jesus, amen, the Bible spoke about Anna. Amen. Praise God. Amen. That she was, hallelujah, a widow. Amen. That stayed in the temple and that she prayed day and night. Amen. Praise God. Anna was on assignment. Praise God. Huh? Amen. She prayed and came up against every evil decree. Amen. Against Jesus the Christ. Praise God. Amen. Hallelujah, Jesus. Amen. Praise God. There was another, amen, that blessed Jesus. Amen. Praise God. Huh? Amen. And he was waiting for the birth of the King. Amen. Praise God. And so, beloved, amen, God may have you, amen, in intercessory prayer, amen, concerning a particular thing. Amen. Praise God. Amen. Hallelujah, Jesus. It may be concerning, amen, someone else birthing out ministry, someone else birthing out a purpose. It may be your children birthing out something. It may be you birthing out something. Praise God. Amen. We must be diligent in prayer, for the fervent prayer of the righteous availeth much. Amen. And so, beloved, we avail in prayer. Amen. We prevail in prayer. Amen. The produce pushing patterns, the coach leaders, through contradictions to oversee the growth, which includes weight and diet and the trajectory thereof. Diet makes sure the dream develops according to destiny. Everything the midwife did was to steward what was in the woman. We need leaders that are more concerned with what you're carrying than your feelings. Amen. Praise God. Sometimes we want our leader to be concerned about how we feel. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah, Jesus. But your leaders are not led by how you feel. Praise God. The leader is concerned about the purpose and the plan of God, the desires that God has put in you. Amen. And want to birth out of you, amen, that will be a blessing, amen, unto, amen, human race, amen, or humankind, amen. Midwives are custodians of the mystery of God. Midwives are stewards over the development of glory in a region. Midwives are guardians of the future. Midwives are the raiser of sons. Midwives give their lives to birth and raise other people, babies and children. Amen. And so, beloved, praise God, there may be those that God has drawn to you. Amen. He has made you accountable unto him for these lives. Amen. Even when people go away, amen, you cannot stop being on assignment. Amen. Praise God. Amen. The assignment continues until God releases you from the assignment. Amen. Sometimes we want to go. Sometimes we believe that it is over. Amen. Sometimes we believe that the shift has come. Amen. But God has not released you yet. Amen. Praise God. And so, beloved, we want to look at the mystery of Shifra and Pua. Amen. From then on, not only did Shifra and Pua help birth the Jewish woman, but they helped to nurture and sustain all the newborn babies. Before each birth, they prayed to God to assist the Jewish woman to birth quickly and safely, and they prayed for the health and well-being of all the babies under their care. The Midrash states that Shifra and Pua actually became God's pattern in creation, granting life to the Jewish children. Amen. God bestowed goodness upon the midwives, and the people multiplied and became very strong. It was because the midwives feared God that he made houses for them. And we find that in Exodus 1, chapter 20 to 21. Amen. Beloved, we want you to know that the houses God made for Shifra and Pua were, in fact, dynasties born through them. Amen. Praise God. Our sages explained that Shifra was a pseudonym for Jacobed, and Pua was another name for Miriam. The name Shifra comes from the Hebrew word, amen, meshaperet, which means to beautify and or to swaddle and clean. Miriam was called Pua from the Hebrew verb poea, that means cry, cool, or groan, because of the way she soothed and cooled the crying newborn infant. Jacobed was blessed in grace to give birth not only to her daughter Miriam, but also to Moses and Aaron through Jacobed. Shifra, a nation of priests, was born, and Miriam Pua was blessed to mother the royal dynasty, amen, the house of David, amen. In a day where words don't mean much, the power of promises are lost, amen. I believe this is why God have prophetess Margaret Kavanaugh teaching on, amen, word power. Amen. Praise God. The Bible says that out of your mouth do you speak life and death and blessings and curses. Amen. This teaches us that words do mean something. Amen. And in a day where words don't mean much, the power of the promises are lost. Amen. Beloved, on Sunday, God told us, amen, that he is building our confidence in his word. Amen. He is building our confidence in Jesus the Christ. Praise God, for we know that Jesus to be the living word. Amen. Praise God, the written word is Jesus manifested in written form. Amen. And so the word of God should hold value to us. Amen. Praise God, if God said it, we should believe it, and that should be final. Amen. Praise God, hallelujah, Jesus. In the kingdom of God, promises are how God initiates the miracles. Amen. Praise God. So it is through the word power, or the power of word, do God initiate the miraculous. Amen. Praise God. Amen. Hallelujah, Jesus. So you're going to find that in this dispensation is going to be important for you to speak the right thing, for your words to be seasoned with grace. Praise God. Amen. Hallelujah. Jesus, because speaking the wrong thing can cause a delay or a derailment. Believing the wrong thing can cause a delay or a derailment. But even though there be a delay, or even though there be a derailment, whatever it is that God spoke shall come forth, it shall speak. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. Like I said, the prophecy of Jesus Christ being born tarried for 42 generations, but the vision spoke. Amen. It manifested. Amen. Jesus was birthed forth in his due season, and we were delivered. Amen. Praise God. He will just speak to a man and give them a promise. Amen. Praise God, and that promise gave them the power to do amazing things. Amen. And we're speaking about word power. Amen. We're speaking about, amen, hallelujah, Jesus. My God, that the word of God that comes to a man empowers us to do great and amazing things. Amen. And so, beloved, all it takes is one word from God to shift your life. All it takes for one word from God to restore your joy. All it takes is one word, hallelujah, Jesus, from God to bring about your restoration. I remember, amen, I was in the courthouse dealing with a court case. Praise God, hallelujah, Jesus. And as I sat there, God spoke this one word to me, praise God, and that word was shalom, praise God, hallelujah, shalom, spoken at the right time to the right person held a lot of weight, praise God. And when I received that word, I didn't know what I was to do with that word at first. I said the word shalom dropped from eternity into time. That word was loaded with the glory of God. That word was loaded with the provision to be able to shift my situation and my circumstance. That word gave me favor, amen, with the person that had me in court. That word made the attorney for the other side begin to work for me and in my favor. Praise God. Amen. Hallelujah, Jesus. I'm talking about when a word drops from eternity into time, and it is loaded with the provision for the purpose and the plan for your life. Beloved, I want you to know that all you need is a word. Amen. We here at Cornerstone Deliverance Church, we're here to help you birth. We're here to operate as midwives to help you birth out the purpose and the plan of God for your life. We're here to teach you how to be mothers, how to nurture what it is that you have, how to swaddle and clean up and not, hallelujah, abandon or speak words of rejection, my God, or abandonment, amen, hallelujah, to the purpose and plan of God for your life. Like I said, that one word, shalom, amen, praise God. There was an opportunity given where the judge said, I want you, the attorneys, to go outside and speak, amen, and I will call this case again, praise God. And so my attorney said to me, I do not want you speaking to the other side. They are the enemy, praise God. I opened up my mouth, praise God, and as I looked at the other attorney, amen, he had his little covering on his head. He was a Jew, amen. And I spoke that word, shalom. The first opportunity I got, I spoke it into his atmosphere. I spoke it into the cosmos, and I seen the attorney quicken. The word shalom quickened him. The word shalom, my God, hallelujah, Jesus. That word shifted him in my favor. And when I saw the quickening of the Lord upon him, I said, he works for me. So when my attorney said he is the enemy, I said, no, he works for me. God had me to speak a word that will cause for him to favor me, even right now, praise God. And then I began to tell the attorney for the opposing side the plan that I had. And he said, we're going to go back inside, and I'm going to give you time to execute what it is that you need. And when you're finished with it, call me, and then everything else will end. The case will end at that moment. Beloved, I come to tell you today, praise God, that God has put giftings in you. There's babies that you must birthed out. There's ministries. Hallelujah, Jesus. God is also going to use you to carry someone else's miracle. I remember it was Stephen. Amen. Praise God. He was an anointed deacon. Amen. The first time Stephen was anointed, he was anointed. Hallelujah. I mean, Philip, praise God. Philip and Stephen was anointed at the same time, praise God. And they was anointed to give out rations. Amen. Hallelujah, Jesus, my God. In the Bible, it speaks of a time when the Hebrew widows, amen, and the Greek widows, the Greeks was proclaiming that the Hebrew widows was receiving more rations, was receiving more favor over them. But the apostle said that we're not going to stop praying, amen, and seeking God and being in the word to settle this dispute concerning food rations, amen. They said that appoint seven men that you know that is full of faith and full of the Holy Ghost, and they will distribute the rations and settle the disputes amongst you, amen. But we're going to keep our focus on God, amen. Hallelujah, Jesus. Beloved, it is important that your pastor, amen, stay before God. It is important that leadership stay in the face of God. If God is having you to steward someone else's miracle and breakthrough, it is important that you stay in the face of God. Hallelujah, Jesus. For it is God that empowers you. It is God that enables you. It is God that makes the impossible possible. It is God that will work in and through you and wrought miracles. Amen. Hallelujah, Jesus. So even in order to give out food, you had to be full of faith and full of the Holy Ghost. In order to be an usher in the church, you had to be full of faith and full of the Holy Ghost. In order to be able, hallelujah, Jesus, to hold any position, amen, praise God, even as a junior usher, even to sing in the choir, you need to be full of faith and full of the Holy Ghost. That means your faith must be in the Christ, in his finished work at the cross, and you had to be born of the Spirit, amen, hallelujah, Jesus. And so it was Philip, he preached to all of Samaria. The Bible tells us that he preached until the witch got saved. That there was a witch named Simon in Samaria, and he worked great exploits amongst the people, and they thought he was some great thing from God. But the Bible said that Philip showed up on the scene, and Philip preached the crucified and resurrected Christ, and God began to work miracles through him. Can God trust you with someone else's miracle? Can God trust you, hallelujah, Jesus, with someone else's breakthrough? For that's what he has impregnated you with. Hallelujah, Jesus. Oh, glory to God's name. And beloved, I tell you that it takes one word. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. God wants us to trust and believe in his word, and he wants to be able to trust you with his word. Amen. He wants to be able to trust that you will speak it. Amen. At the right time, in the right season. Amen. He wants to know that you won't waver, that you won't get schizophrenic. Amen. Hallelujah, Jesus, my God. Amen. That you won't get double-minded. Amen. Hallelujah. That you will speak the acceptable year of the Lord. Amen. That you will speak, amen, the next person breakthrough in their coming out. Amen. Praise God. Moses has a promise over his life. Amen. So much that even in the womb, he can't die. Even at the command of Pharaoh, he can't die. Amen. Praise God. Beloved, you have a promise over your life. Amen. Hallelujah. There's things that even tried to kill you in childhood. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. But you just would not die. There's things that tried to murder you. Praise God. Hallelujah. Try to make you lose your mind. Try to make you commit suicide. But you just would not die. Why? Because the purpose and plan and the desire that God has put in you, it must burst forth. It must be. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah, Jesus. Amen. In order for a nation, in order for a family, in order for a region to be delivered, there must be the release of the prophetic. The prophetic activates the promises of God. Amen. Sometimes we believe, amen, the prophetic or the mystery of the prophetic to be out of our reach. Amen. But when we foretell the Holy Scriptures, that is prophecy. For the Holy Scriptures, amen, is a prophetic word. It has been released by a prophetic spirit. When Moses comes, he is the prophetic power of God called to bring every promise over Israel's head to pass. But Moses isn't going to come without opposition. Amen. Praise God. So, beloved, you will face opposition, but you will not die. Amen. No weapon formed against you shall prosper. Amen. Hallelujah, Jesus. No leader comes without opposition. Moses must be birthed. Amen. And the function of a midwife during the birth of Moses is important. His mother, Jacobed, amen, hallelujah, Jesus, was so much for her son living. The midwives that served at that time was so much for the children of Israel living. They feared God, that when, hallelujah, they were told and given instruction to kill every baby boy, they said that the Hebrew woman was given birth so fast that by the time they got there, that the babies was already born. Amen. Praise God, beloved. Hallelujah. God has a plan for your life. You were born for a reason and to manifest in your season. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah, Jesus. And so we're going to read Exodus chapter 1, verses 15 through 21. Exodus chapter 1. Verses 15 through 21, amen? And it reads, "And the king of Egypt spake to the Hebrew midwives, of which the name of the one was Shaphra, and the name of the other Pua. And he said, when ye do the office of a midwife to the Hebrew woman, and see them upon the stools, amen, if it be a son, then ye shall kill him. But if it be a daughter, then shall then she shall live. But the midwife feared God and did not as the king of Egypt commanded them, but saved the men children alive. And the king of Egypt called for the midwives and said unto them, why have ye done this thing, and have saved the men children alive? And the midwife said unto Pharaoh, because the Hebrew women are not as the Egyptian women. Hallelujah. You are not like the bond woman, for you are the free woman, praise God. I proclaim that over your life, praise God. Those of you that are impregnated with purpose and the plan of God for your life, amen, praise God. We're talking about a spiritual conception, amen, praise God, amen. It says, for they are lively and are delivered, or the midwife come in unto them. They are lively. Amen. I speak that the spiritual womb, amen, hallelujah, that holds the conception of the plan of God for your life, that it become lively. Praise God. Amen. Therefore, God dealt well with the midwives, and the people multiplied and waxed very mighty. And it came to pass, because the midwives feared God, that he made them houses. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah, Jesus. And so, beloved, we want you to be mindful. Amen. God will help you to nurture and nourish the purpose and the plan and the vision of Cornerstone Deliverance Church. Praise God. Let us not speak against the promise. Amen. Praise God. Every intercessor is not a prophet, but every prophet has the responsibility to be an intercessor. Amen. Aaron separated the living from the dead. Amen. Number 16, fell on their faces, physical position represented. Let us go to number 16 really quick. Amen. Let us just read that really quick. Aaron separated the living from the dead. Let us just look at that really quick. Do anyone have any questions so far? Aaron separates the living from the dead. Let us begin to read. It says, now Korah, the son of Izhar, the son of Kohath, the son of Levi, and Dathan, and Abiram, the sons of Eliab, and On, the son of Peleb, sons of Reuben, took men. And they rose up before Moses with certain of the children of Israel, 250 princes of the assembly, famous in the congregation, men of renown. And they gathered themselves together against Moses and against Aaron, and said unto them, ye take too much upon you, seeing all the congregation are holy, every one of them, and the Lord is among them. Wherefore then lift ye up yourselves above the congregation of the Lord. And when Moses heard it, he fell upon his face. Amen. Intercession, beloved. Amen. Listen, we have to pray every step of the way. Amen. We are not to get into our feelings, because I'm not concerned about your feelings. Amen. I'm concerned about what God is birthing through you. Amen. What needs to come forth for the advancement of the kingdom of God. There is something in you that is necessary. Amen. That has to birth forth. Amen. That need to come forth. Amen. And when Moses heard it, he fell upon his face, and he spake unto Korah, unto all his company, saying, even tomorrow the Lord will show who are his and who is holy, and will cause him to come near unto him, even him who he hath chosen will he cause to come near unto him. This do, take you censers, Korah and all his company, and put fire therein, and put incense in them before the Lord tomorrow. And it shall be that the man whom the Lord doeth choose, he shall be holy. Ye take too much upon you, ye sons of Levi. And Moses said unto Korah, Hear, I pray you, ye sons of Levi, seemeth it but a small thing unto you that the God of Israel have separated you from the congregation of Israel to bring you near to himself to do the service of the tabernacle of the Lord and to stand before the congregation to minister unto them? Beloved, it's important that we know our place and that we stay in our lane. Amen. Praise God. The hand can't be the heart, and the heart don't want to be the hand. Amen. Praise God. We are all one body, but we have different members. We have different functions. We have different grace and giftings that are working, but according to how the Holy Spirit is given that measure. Amen. When we operate in order, rank, and protocol, we will see the power of God. Amen. And he have brought thee near to him, and all thy brethren, the sons of Levi, with thee, and seek ye the priesthood also, for which cause both thou and all thy company are gathered together against the Lord. And what is Aaron that ye murmur against him? And Moses sent to call Dathan and Abiram, the sons of Eliab, which said, We will not come up. Is it a small thing that thou hast brought us up out of a land that floweth with milk and honey to kill us in the wilderness? Beloved, your perception and how you perceive a thing is everything. Amen. Except thou make thyself altogether a prince over us. Moreover, thou hast not brought us into a land that floweth with milk and honey, or given us inheritance of fields and vineyards. Wilt thou put out the eyes of these men? We will not come up. And Moses was very wroth and said unto the Lord, Respect not thou their offering. I have not taken one ass, the ass is a donkey, from them, neither have I hurt one of them. And Moses said unto Korah, Be thou and all thy company before the Lord, thou, and they, and Aaron tomorrow, and take every man his censer, and put incense in them, and bring ye before the Lord, every man his censer, 250 censers, thou also, and Aaron, each of you his censer. And they took every man his censer, and put fire in them, and laid incense thereon, and stood in the door of the tabernacle of the congregation with Moses and Aaron. And Korah gathered the congregation against them unto the door of the tabernacle of the congregation, and the glory of the Lord appeared unto all the congregation. What appeared the glory of the Lord? And the Lord spake unto Moses and unto Aaron, saying, Separate yourself from among this congregation, that I may consume them in a moment. Amen. Praise God. And they fell upon their faces and said, O God, the God of the spirits of all flesh, shall one man sin, and wilt thou be wroth with all the congregation? And the Lord spake unto Moses, saying, Speak unto the congregation, saying, Get up from about the tabernacle of Korah, Dathan, and Abiram. And Moses rose up and went unto Dathan and Abiram, and the elders of Israel followed him. And he spake unto the congregation, saying, Depart, I pray you, from the tents of these wicked men, and touch nothing of theirs, lest ye be consumed in all their sins. Amen. So they got up from the tabernacle of Korah, Dathan and Abiram on every side, and Dathan and Abiram came out and stood and the door of their tents, and their wives, and their sons, and their little children. And Moses said, hereby ye shall know that the Lord hath sent me to do all these works, for I have not done them of my own mind. Amen. Beloved, as God was with Moses, so is he with you, and it is God in you that is working. Amen. If these men die the common death of all men, or if they be visited after the visitation of all men, then the Lord hath not sent me. But if the Lord make a new thing, and the earth open her mouth and swallow them up with all that appertain unto them, and they go down quick into the pit, then ye shall understand that these men have provoked the Lord. Amen. And so, beloved, we have to be mindful of what it is that we say. Praise God. Yes, is the whole congregation holy? Because the Spirit of the Lord is in the midst of us, and he has sanctified us unto himself. But he still has set an order of leadership in place. Amen. And it came to pass, as he made an end of speaking all these words, that the ground clave asunder that was under them, and the earth opened her mouth and swallowed them up, and their houses, and all the men that appertain unto Korah, and all their goods. They and all that appertained to them went down alive into the pit, and the earth closed upon them, and they perished from among the congregation. And all Israel that were round about them fled at the cry of them, for they said, lest the earth swallow us up also. And there came out a fire from the Lord and consumed the 250 men that offered incense. And the Lord spake unto Moses, saying, speak unto Eleazar, the son of Aaron, the priest, that he take up the censers out of the burning, and scatter thou the fire yonder, for they are hallowed. That hallowed means that they are sanctified and set apart. The censers of these sinners against their own souls, let them make them broad plates for a covering of the altar, for they offered them before the Lord. Therefore they are hallowed, and they shall be a sign unto the children of Israel. And Eleazar the priest took the brazen censers wherewith they that were burnt had offered, and they were made broad plates for a covering of the altar, to be a memorial unto the children of Israel, that no stranger which is not of the seed of Aaron come near to offer incense before the Lord, that he be not as Korah and his company, as the Lord said to him by the hand of Moses. But on the morrow, or the congregation of the children of Israel murmured against Moses and against Aaron, saying, ye have killed the people of the Lord. And it came to pass, when the congregation was gathered against Moses and against Aaron, that they looked toward the tabernacle of the congregation, and behold, the cloud covered it, and the glory of the Lord appeared. And Moses and Aaron came before the tabernacle of the congregation, and the Lord spake unto Moses, saying, get ye up from among this congregation, that I may consume them as in a moment. And they fell upon their faces. And Moses said unto Aaron, take a censer and put fire therein from off the altar, and put on incense, and go quickly unto the congregation, and make an atonement for them, for there is wrath going out from the Lord, the plague is begun. Amen. And so, beloved, we have to be mindful how we speak. Amen. Amen. Concerning those that God has put in place to pray for us. The Bible says, amen, praise God, that we ought to be careful how we deal with our leaders, amen, because they are the ones that pray for our soul. And the word that was used was pastors, amen. And Aaron took as Moses commanded and ran into the midst, and you do not want them to pray in grief, amen. And Aaron took as Moses commanded and ran into the midst of the congregation, congregation, and behold, the plague was begun among the people, and he put on incense and made an atonement for the people, and he stood between the dead and the living, and the plague was stayed. Now they that died in the plague were 14,700, beside them that died about the matter of Korah. And Aaron returned unto Moses unto the door of the tabernacle of the congregation, and the plague was stayed. Amen. And so, beloved, you know that, hallelujah, the midwife have to be willing to stand between the dead and the living. Amen. Aaron separated the living from the dead. Amen. Praise God. Amen. And the Bible says that they fell on their faces. This is the physical position that represented prophetic power. Amen. You will see that every time something took place, Moses fell on his face. Amen. Even when they came up against him, Moses fell on his face. Beloved, we need to develop a posture of prayer. Amen. Praise God. Amen. The beginning of the prophetic is intercessory prayer. Amen. And sometimes, amen, you will see, even here when they came up against Moses, Moses still prayed that God delivered them. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. You do not want your leaders praying for you in grief. Amen. So, beloved, let us be mindful. Sometimes, amen, when we are immature, when we are in our infancy state, amen, we do things. We act as children. We have temper tantrums. Amen. We want to be noticed. Amen. Hallelujah. We want to say that you are not the only one that's holy, but the whole congregation is holy. But God has set this order in place for his purpose and his plan to come forth. Amen. Jesus can be touched with all the feeling of our infirmities. How? Because he went through it supernaturally. Amen. He empathizes with us. Exodus chapter 1, 15 through 21 says, and the king of Egypt spake to Hebrew midwives, of which the name of the one was Shipra and the name of the other Pua. And he said, when ye do the office of midwife, amen, we actually read this, amen, Hebrew 1:2, hath in these last days spoken unto us by his son, whom he hath appointed heir of all things, by whom also he made the world. Amen. Hebrew 1:3, who being the brightness, amen, of his glory and the express image of his person, and upholding all things by the word of his power, when he had by himself purged our sins, sat down on the right hand of the majesty on high. Amen. So, beloved, our deliverance, amen, has come directly, amen, from God. Amen. Hallelujah. Jesus Christ is the appropriator for our sins. Amen. Let us look at prophetic prayer and intercession. Amen. When you spend time with someone, you increase in communication and in favor. Did you hear that? When you spend time with someone, you increase in communication and in favor. Accessing the dimension of secrets, ascending into the secrets of God. Amen. Me spending time with you give me a deeper access in communication and favor. Amen. Hallelujah, Jesus. Beloved, before I go into this, I believe that this is something that I want to go into next week. I'm not going to go into this week. Amen. I believe that we gave a lot and that it was a lot of information that was given concerning midwives. Amen. Concerning the function of midwives. Amen. Praise God. Concerning the development of a midwife, the midwives and watchmen, the prophetic pusher, the midwives and birthing stews. Amen. Praise God. We want you to, as we know that each and every one of you that have come here, God has put something specific in you. There's a specific blueprint for your life. Amen. Praise God. There is something that God would have for you to birth out. Sometimes you are drawn to a ministry because your vision is like the vision of the ministry. Amen. Praise God. And God will have you to carry out your vision up under something that is like yours. Amen. Praise God. Amen. And so we just want to encourage you, amen, with all that was taught today. Amen. Remember the word power. Amen. Praise God. Remember to steward and use the word of God wisely. Amen. It will shift your atmosphere. It will bring about your favor. It will bring about your power. Amen. Hallelujah. It can bring about a favorable decision when we speak what it is that the Lord says. Amen. Praise God. Amen. And so I just want to pause here, and I want to hear from you tonight. Amen. I want to know how God spoke to you tonight. Amen. Hallelujah. The word given tonight was not something that I expected to teach. Amen. But I believe that it is something that God wanted to release. I believe that he is setting order. Amen. Praise God. Amen. And I believe that order, amen, in the body of Christ and the functioning of order is important. Amen. There is order, rank, and protocol. Amen. We do not want to diminish the power of God. We want to be very selective on what we say. Amen. Praise God. We want you to know that your words too hold power. Amen. And so we want to be like-minded in Christ, and we want to be able to set aside, amen, hallelujah, our feelings. Amen. When I say your feelings, any disputes that we may have with one another, amen, that will upset the advancement of the kingdom of God. Amen. Praise God. Amen. Through us. Amen. And so I would like to hear from you tonight. Amen. Sister Rosalind, are you sharing tonight?
Really, right now, I'm just trying to take it all in. I'm going to have to hear it again because it was
Amen.
My wife. But that I did a lot from it as far as what the midwife function is and how it helps us spiritually to know our function and our place.
Amen. Praise God. And, beloved, that is why go ahead, woman of God.
I was saying, but I know that for me, I got to go back and hear this again because it was so powerful and so good, and I was trying to write at the same time, so I've got to
Amen.
Go back.
Amen. Amen. It was a lot, and I believe that's why the Holy Spirit stopped me. It was a lot. The revelation that came forth today, amen, hallelujah, was to raise your appetite and your confidence in what God is doing in you and through you. Amen. Praise God.
Yeah,
and so
that was a blessing.
Mm-hmm. Amen. Praise God. And so we have to be careful with the strong meat. Amen. We want you to be able to, can we give a lot? We can, but we want you to be able to digest what has been given. Amen. Praise God. So I'm glad that the woman of God said that she wants to go back in and listen again, because that's how I am. I listen, and I listen over and over again to get the fullness of what the Holy Spirit is releasing and what it is that he is saying. Amen?
Yes.
And so is there anyone else on tonight that wants to share, or is there anything else that you would like to share, Sister Rosalind?
No, that was it. Like I said, it was just a whole lot, and I was listening, and I was writing, and I was saying, you know, I want to know exactly what the Lord is saying to me about
Amen.
The place of a midwife. So got to go back and hear it again, but
Amen.
I a whole lot of it. We begin to break down what the midwife did and how you broke it down spiritually. I like spiritually how we're supposed to help the birth. And I got a lot from it, but I'm like, God, I really want to go back and really hear again what you're saying.
Right. Amen. Praise God. And, beloved, this is important because God does not give you a title without the unction to function. Amen. Praise God. And so, amen. And sometimes we are functioning before we know who we are. Amen. Praise God. But God will give you leaders that is able to discern who you are and to midwife you and help you birth out. Amen. Praise God. And so even though we are on a conference line, amen, praise God, there should still be salvation. There should still be people of the prophetic word. There should still be people getting saved, healed, delivered, and made free. Amen, praise God. And so we want to be able to reach out to people. So many people, you know, don't have a covering. They don't have someone that is praying for their soul. Some people that are out there operating in ministry, amen, don't have this. Amen, praise God, but God is opening up the doors that you can come in. Amen, praise God, that you can come in and be developed, that you can be nurtured. Amen, praise God, that you can be delivered. Amen, praise God, that you can birth forth his purpose and his plan for your life. Amen, praise God. Amen. So, amen, we want you to be mindful of that. Amen. You was born for a purpose. God doesn't do anything haphazardly. Amen. Praise God. He don't just cause for you to manifest because there's a problem. God is all-knowing. He already knew that there would be a problem. He already knew what he put. Before God birthed you, he finished you. Amen. Praise God. You just carrying it out. You just walking it through, amen. You was birthed out for the purpose and the plan of God. And we want to see that thing manifest. We want you to birth it out, amen. We want you to birth out what God has placed in you, amen. I remember when I first got down to North Carolina, it was so quiet and still, amen. Now, my community in New York was still. It was a very quiet community, but North Carolina was a different type of still. Amen. And God had placed me right at the water. Amen. Praise God. And I remember I sat there at the computer, and he said to me, write the book. And I said, what book? I don't have a book. And then he went back and told me, every paper that you wrote is a book. Amen. And I went back, and I looked at those papers, but that was at the word of God. Amen. Praise God. He spoke to me. Praise God. Amen. And so I went back and I looked at it, and so the books was always there, amen, but I did not see them as books. And so a revelation had to come, a word power, a word had to come to change my perspective or how I saw what was already in my hand. And I shifted it just a little bit and released it, as the Lord said. And at that moment, I believe that in that 1 week, I must have published 5 books at one time. Amen. And then there was one book, amen, because the Holy Spirit was pouring in me so deeply. I sat at the computer all day typing. And when I finished typing, I was able to release that book. Amen. Praise God. And I call that prophetic grace. Amen. Praise God. See, we can only do what we need to do while the glory of God is upon us. Beloved, you have to learn how to move with the glory. It is the glory of God upon you, the weight of the glory that empowers you. Amen. He is the super to your natural. Amen. Praise God. He is the super to your natural. Amen. And God wants to work great exploits through you like he did through Philip. When he preached in Samaria alone, Philip preached to a whole city. And the Bible says that he worked great exploits through him. Amen. Praise God. He worked so many great exploits, amen, that it made them to see that the witch doctor that they thought was of God wasn't of God at all. Amen. Praise God. He preached the gospel so well, he preached it to the witch got saved. Amen. Praise God. Amen. And so when you're dealing with the witch and the warlock, it is God's direction to you that you give them the word. Praise God. Give them the opportunity to repent and turn from their wicked ways. Give them the opportunity to believe on Christ. Give them the opportunity for life. God will cause for you, like Aaron, to separate the living from the dead. Praise God. The living from the dead, praise God. Amen. Hallelujah, Jesus. So is there anyone else that wants to share tonight? Amen.
This is Darrell Golden. I just want to say thanks for giving a great word tonight. And for those that were in attendance tonight, praise the Lord that they were allowed to come here to receive and hear the word. I just felt that, you know, you gave, what I took from it was, well, first of all, I found out, I was even shocked to learn that they had midwives back in biblical times. So I thought that was interesting to learn. As you said in past Bible study lectures, that, you know, a lot of things in the Bible, you know, what's going on today in the Bible, so it should be nothing new. So when I saw a midwife, I was just like, wow, I didn't know they had that back then. So, and the purpose of the midwife. So I thought that was pretty interesting. And also, I'm just going to be brief, that, excuse me, I took from the lesson on believing wrong things gets you in trouble. You know, a great example in modern day, and again, you know, I'm not trying to bring anyone's political beliefs into the church. I can only go by how the Spirit has told me when something is wrong. You know, we had a whole group of people bum rush the Capitol building because they really thought and believed that Mr. Trump said the election was stolen from him. And, you know, there's so many other examples I can give out here. But when the Spirit tells you something is wrong, you best step away from that group and watch what you're following. Because you can be led as a fool, by a fool, and be a fool.
Amen.
So, you know, you have to watch that. And you have to ask God to show you what you're following is right. To be blessed, to receive joy. And I thought that was a good point tonight. And also, you said, be full of faith to have God's blessings in life. Well, like you said, there were some churches out here back in the biblical days, and even some today. If you do not come to church and serve, and they see you have faith, then you cannot get deacon board or be a deaconess or anything. That's why they pretty much ritualize you to receive those positions and put you through a process. This is not going. You're just not going to walk up and say, I want to be that, and that's it. It must be earned through servitude.
Right.
So, you know, I think that to get that reiterated to me, to let me know when I attend church, it ain't gonna just be show up and I want to do it. No, you have to be, it's a process. You must show people through you coming to church and, you know, not just coming, but your faith. Because the people of the Lord know can see your faith. And they know when you're living in God's word that you can receive these positions. So what I took from that was I must stay in the word to be blessed and have faith that whatever I'm going through, God will deliver, and he will righteously show up. But he's only going to show up with what I believe in him. And me coming to Bible study, along with the service you have on Sunday, if I'm Miss Church here where I live at, hey, that's serving the Lord. So your servitude is where he shows up. And lastly, what I took from tonight's lesson, always realize people in leadership positions receive opposition. It's the righteous decision in life that will always reign supreme.
Amen.
As you know, again, I'm not trying to bring word of things, people all up in arms, which is wrong, abortion. And, you know, the Supreme Court made a decision to reverse Roe versus Wade, and a lot of people are upset. You know, I know people have a right to do things, such as they talk about gun control, this and the third. But, you know, I know here in Virginia, our governor said that, you know, under any circumstances, wrong. Now,
right.
You know, it's just me. It's always a backstory to something, but I always say, if you don't know the answer on what should I do, you get on your knees and pray. And when it comes to the birth of a child, you know, you sit there, it shouldn't be no second guessing that, look, I was raped, or incest showed up. You know, if you don't want to raise it, then, you know, or you don't like the backstory on it, then, you know, it's just my opinion. I'm not trying to spray my beliefs on the congregation tonight. But, you know, if you, you know, at least get somebody to raise a child or do something. Because it's to take a life over, you know, I know some things innocently happen to us. There are people that we can be in the wrong place and things happen to us. And whether we say it was born ourselves, no, there's some things that really can't be out of control. But what we must do is ask God to protect us from putting us in the wrong place at the wrong time and keeping people from us. But when these things occur, I always say stand on God, because in the long run, we do what God asks us to do. I promise you, no matter what opinion man has, the truth and what his word is shall reign supreme. So, you know, that's what I took from tonight's lesson. You know, it's just amazing how the Bible reiterates things that are going on today in the world. So that's what I took from tonight's lesson. And I just thank you for bringing forth the reading of the Holy Word. And it touched my life. I hope this study tonight touches not only others' lives, but it also touched my life as well. And how I can move forward in the daily living of the Lord. And that's all I have to say.
Amen. Praise God. And so, beloved, the Word of God is living and active. And so, you know, the Word still speaks today. Amen. Praise God. Amen. It is still significant today. And so, Brother Golden, I thank you for your shares. Your shares is always good, and you did get a lot out of it. Amen. Praise God. We want you to understand why God have leaders in place. Amen. And what the function of these leaders are for your life. Amen. This is not just a place for you to gather and give an offering and then, you know, you clap your hands and you get happy and you go away. We expect them for you to be impacted and change to take place.
Amen.
Amen. Praise God. We expect them for you to be equipped. Amen. And for you to be able to steward what it is that God has for you, that you too can be birthed out as a leader. We all are leaders. We're leaders over something. So if you are a mother or a father, you're leading your family. Amen. You may be leading in business. Amen. Praise God. And there's other business people that God will birth out through you. You know, new business owners. Amen. Praise God. Or whatever it is.
Amen.
Amen. So, you know, just I don't want you to just look at you being a leader as a ecclesiastical position. Amen. I believe that that's just one genre of leadership. Amen.
Amen.
Praise God. Because if we looked at Daniel and if we looked at Joseph, amen, they were leaders. Amen. And they were under pagan kings. Amen. The pagan Pharaoh. Amen. Praise God. Under Nebuchadnezzar. Amen. Praise God. But they were second in command, amen, to these kingdoms. Amen. Praise God. That's because God will give you favor wherever you go. Amen. Praise God. Amen. Hallelujah, Jesus. Amen. So wherever Joseph found himself, he rose to the top. But that's because God is with him. Amen. And we want you to come to know, not just to believe, but come to know without wavering, that God is with you. Pause, Salah, remember his promises, and remember that your words are power. Amen. Praise God. And hold on to, amen, God's promise for you. Amen. Praise God, and watch it manifest without
waiting.
Amen. Amen. So a lot was said tonight, and Brother Golden, I'm so happy that you brought out that there's nothing new up under the sun. Believe me, it's in the Word. Amen. If it's happening today, it is in the Word. Amen. Praise God.
Amen.
Amen. And so the Word of God is that reference book for us, that book that we can go back to and get an answer. Amen. Praise God. Jesus is the living Word. The written Word is Jesus manifested in written form. Amen. Praise God. It is still Jesus. Amen. And he is still the answer for the world's problems today. Amen. You got a problem, Amen. He can solve it. Amen. But you have to position yourself. You have to want the answer. You have to want the resolution. And to get it, you have to get in the Word of God. Amen. It's in there. Amen. Get in His presence in prayer and supplication. Amen. And in study, excavating the Word of God, really digging deep. Amen. And so my prayer to you is that God give each and every one of you the desire and the appetite, amen, for the Word. Amen, that He make you a wordsmith. Amen, praise God. Amen, that your words are seasoned with grace and that you speak key words in key situations and that you speak wisely. Amen, because this is important. Amen, praise God. Sometimes we get into things and we want to turn and run. Amen, the other way because we did not expect for it to be the way it is. But God said, I have put power in your mouth. I have given you revelation. Amen, praise God. Amen. Hallelujah, Jesus. Amen. And so, beloved, we have to steward, be great stewards over what it is that God has given us. Is anyone else sharing tonight? Is there anyone else that is on that is sharing tonight? I know sometimes we have our phones muted. Praise God. And I want to give you the opportunity to unmute your phone and share. Okay, praise God. I'm going to ask tonight, Evangelist Rosalind, amen, sometimes I do call her sister, praise God, amen, hallelujah, Jesus. But there's a gift of evangelism that is on her, amen, that we believe for God to bring forth fully, amen, praise God, amen. And so, woman of God, I'm going to ask that you do the altar call, and Brother Golden, I'm going to ask that you close us out in prayer tonight.
All right.
Well, Father, we thank you, oh God, for this time and you had shared with one another, God. We pray, God, that if there's anyone on the line tonight who don't know you and a pardon of their sins, that they will come to know you. If you don't know Jesus and you want to get to know him, all you have to do is ask, say, Jesus, come into my heart.
Yes, God.
Change me. I believe that you came and that you died on the cross for my sins. And you said if I confess with my mouth the Lord Jesus and believe in my heart that you, God raised you from the dead, I will be saved. So I ask God right now that you will forgive me of all my sins, come into my heart,
Jesus.
Save me, change me, make me to be more like you, and lead me to where you'll help me to be, that I can hear the word clearly, oh God, and help me to walk your way, not my way. I give my will up to you right now in the name of Jesus. And Lord, as I confess this, I speak that I am saved. In Jesus' mighty name I pray. Amen. And if you're a backslider and you've gone back and you've done things your way, God said, I'm married to the backslider. So all you have
Amen.
To do is come and say, Father, forgive me. Restore back unto me the joy of thy salvation and continue to grant me a willing spirit, O God, that will sustain me, O God, that I won't turn back again. Lord, I receive it by faith in Jesus' name. You said you're married to the backslider, and I receive that. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.
So Amen. Praise God.
God is rejoicing. Heaven is rejoicing. We're rejoicing with you. And if you continue to come on this line and hear the word, you can continue to grow and become God, what God will have you to be.
Amen.
Okay.
All right, thank you. Father God, let's bow our heads and pray. Father God,
Amen.
I thank you for once again Apostle Asa Roberts to deliver the word to us on this Wednesday night with Cornerstone Deliverance Church through Bible study. I thank you, Lord, for those that are assembled. I don't know the exact numbers, but if it's a few, we all need to realize all it takes is a small few for the word of God to spread across millions. And I just thank you, Father God, for allowing me to be here, for others that are on the line, like whether they spoke out or just listening, that the word touched them, resonate in them, give them a backbone to stand on righteousness and to daily live within the word. Because those who don't stand on the word just won't receive the blessing. It's not what I say, it's what is written. And what is written in God's word stands and reigns supreme. But I just thank you, Father God, for allowing those that have made it this far in life, those that had obstacles removed, for them to just be alive and to emotionally survive and mentally stand strong. I just thank you, Father God, for those that resonate in Jesus and realize that without him, there is just no survival down here. I just thank you, Father God, that you have shown me as well as others that for us to live amongst the people, which is a process that you brought upon us from when we were born till our last breath, that while we're here amongst the people, how we live is going to carry on into our everlasting life. And I just thank you, Father God, for showing me the way, for saving me in times of peril. And, Lord, I pray that when I go in life, that when I tell someone you have a blessed day, that that touches them, that makes them realize that God is for everybody. And if you stand on the word, you will make honest and great decisions that will keep you going, keep you alive.
Amen.
And I just thank you, Lord, for just allowing the word to touch me, to keep me going, because it can get rough out here. And without the protection, the arm of God, that I just feel we truly have nothing. Because, you know, if we live in this world, do worldly things, we will succumb to the wrath of not knowing. And not knowing is just ungodly. So I just thank you, Lord, for getting me here tonight. And also others that whatever they had to go through to get here, they got here. Whether it was at the start at 8 or they got at 8:20. That they got here because they had to receive the word. And I pray, Lord, that you allow this to be not only like someone wanting to go exercise to lose weight or to get their cardio, that this Bible study be the cardio. That this Bible study be the exercise that you daily have to build up on to build strength and nurturance. And I just pray, Father God, that everyone assembled here tonight, that they touch someone knowing what God can do for them in the world. And I just thank you, Father God, for just all of us coming together under one area of knowing you. And I just pray, Father God, that all those assembled tonight be blessed and graced throughout the week with their families, their loved ones, and also their fellow man. For these blessings I ask your name's sake, I pray. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Praise God. We thank God for that prayer. Amen. Beloved, pause, think about it. Amen. Receive the Lord's provision for you. Amen. Let his word resonate in your spirit that you can carry it out. You should not just be hearers of the word of God, but doers of his word. Amen. And I just want to dismiss you tonight and say agape love. Go in peace and serve the Lord and be a witness. Agape love.
God beloved, everybody have a good week.